Okay, so we live in this world that's just overflowing, right? Information everywhere, constant news, social media feeds, just sheer noise. How do we even begin to make sense of it all?
It's a real challenge. I mean, how do you find clarity? How do you actually see what's important without just getting, completely swamped?
Or swept away. Yeah, it feels overwhelming sometimes.
Definitely. And that feeling, that challenge is really what we're digging into today. We're exploring the power of observation and discernment.
Exactly. For this deep dive, we've been listening to a really thought-provoking episode from the Faith Beams GP podcast. It's called Only with Your Eyes, the Power of Observation and Discernment.
Right. And that episode focuses heavily on Psalm 91, specifically verse 8.
Which says,
it says, "You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked." And the podcast offers this very interesting take on what observe with your eyes truly means.
It's not just about physical sight, is it?
Not at all. It's suggesting something deeper, like spiritually noticing, understanding, discerning, especially when things get tough.
What really struck me was the distinction they drew. This difference between just being a passive witness, like watching things happen,
and being an active, discerning observer, someone who sees with a different kind of understanding. It's quite profound.
Can you unpack that a bit more? The interpretation from the source?
Sure. So a key point they make is that this verse isn't about, like, feeling happy about someone else's problems. That's apparently a common way people misread it.
Okay, so not about gloating.
No. Instead, they frame it as a divine warning and a spiritual invitation to remain watchful. The idea is you might witness hard stuff, maybe even judgment happening around you. But you can be shielded from the direct hit, so to speak. Your role might be more about observing and learning from a place of, well, relative safety.
So this biblical observation they talk about, it's more than just seeing, it's spiritually noticing. That phrase really stood out.
It does, doesn't it? It's like having an inner awareness. And discernment flows from that, the ability to see past the surface, tell truth from deception, sense what's really going on underneath, and understand God's timing in it all.
Are there other scriptures that kind of back this idea up, the spiritual noticing?
Oh, definitely. The podcast mentions Proverbs 20.1:12. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both.
Right.
And also Matthew 13.13, blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. So in Psalm 91 says, only with your eyes, the interpretation offered is that God is actually separating the observers from the participants.
You see it, but you're not consumed by it.
Exactly. You have a different vantage point, a protected perspective.
That's actually really comforting. The podcast shared a story about Carolina from a Bogota in Colombia.
Yes. The finance worker during an economic crisis. It's a powerful example.
She talked about watching colleagues just break down emotionally as everything collapsed, but she felt this strange peace. Why? Because she was reading Psalm 91 every day.
Right. She felt God was showing her the reality of the pain, but kind of insulating her from being overwhelmed by it herself.
And what's amazing is she didn't just observe, she ended up helping others, mentoring them through their financial recovery. She observed without fear, and that helped others see hope.
It's a fantastic illustration of how this heightened spiritual vision lets you witness events without being completely undone by them.
Mm.
And the source suggests God opens our spiritual eyes for reasons maybe to warn us or correct us or just prepare us.
Revealing things others might miss entirely.
Precisely. Like, think about Elisha and his servant. That story of the two kings.
Oh, yeah. Where the servant is terrified because they're surrounded by an enemy army.
Exactly. And Elisha just prays, open his eyes, Lord. And suddenly the servant sees the hills are full of horses and chariots of fire, angelic armies.
Wow. Talk about revealing hidden realities. Things that are there, but just invisible to our normal sight.
It's a classic example. Or think about Noah. He saw judgment coming. That wasn't just looking at the sky. It was deep discernment that led him to build the ark, even when everyone else thought he was crazy.
Right. Proactive response based on seeing what others couldn't.
And even Jesus in Gethsemane. The source points out he saw betrayal coming, but he chose peace, not retaliation. That's an incredible level of discernment in a moment of intense personal pressure, responding with clarity, not just raw emotion.
So discernment isn't just passive awareness then. The podcast frames it as a spiritual weapon. How does that work? How does it like actively help?
Well, think of it like getting an early warning system or maybe spiritual intel. It helps you navigate tricky situations because you have a sense of what's really going on or what might be coming. It prevents panic, as the source puts it.
Okay.
It also positions you for intercession, Maybe you see a need others don't and can pray specifically about it. And ultimately, it places you under God's shelter because you're moving with insight, not blindly.
Got it. There was another story, wasn't there? Darius, the teacher in Guyana.
Yes, in Linden. That illustrates the whisper warning aspect really well. He said he had this strong feeling, just an urge, to keep his class inside during their lunch break.
Just a feeling.
Just a strong feeling. And later that afternoon, unexpected flooding happened right there in the play yard. If the kids had been out, well, it could have been dangerous.
Wow. So he felt God let him observe a potential danger and act to protect them.
Exactly. It's that observant heart acting almost like a preventative measure, a quiet insight that averts trouble.
That's incredible. But it makes you wonder, what happens if you don't have that discernment? It sounds pretty vital. What are the dangers?
Well, the source warns about the pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Without that kind of spiritual insight, it's easier to fall into traps, maybe follow bad advice, or completely misinterpret God's timing.
Or react badly.
Yeah, or judge wrongly or react out of fear. Basically, making choices based on incomplete or inaccurate perceptions of reality.
And is this discernment something you're just born with? Or the podcast linked it to maturity, didn't it? Referencing Hebrews 5.1 foo.
It did. That verse says, "But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil."
Train themselves. So it implies practice, development.
Exactly. The implication is that discernment isn't just automatic. It's a mark of spiritual growth, something you cultivate, like exercising a muscle. The more you intentionally practice distinguishing things, the better you get at it.
Okay, so if you're listening and you feel like you're often just reacting emotionally or feeling totally overwhelmed by what you see, the advice is to ask for vision, not just sight. What's the difference there, practically speaking?
It's asking for understanding behind the appearances, for clarity that goes deeper. There was another case study, Natasha from Trinidad, a youth leader.
Right, I remember her story.
She met this speaker, thought he seemed godly, but she said something felt off, like a little internal flag went up.
That spiritual radar again?
Yep. But she ignored it. Didn't want to seem judgmental, maybe. And then weeks later, the speaker was involved in a scandal.
Oof, that's tough.
It was a hard lesson. She said she learned that observing doesn't mean judging, but it means staying awake in the spirit. Discernment for her became about being spiritually informed, not just suspicious. It's about wisdom for navigating.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So we see how powerful this is, how needed it is. The big question then is, how do we actually get better at it? How do we sharpen this spiritual vision? What practical steps did the podcast suggest?
They boiled it down to three main things, really practical stuff. First, stay in the Word.
Meaning read the Bible regularly.
Yes. The idea is that Scripture is your lens for clarity. It gives you the foundation, the framework to understand everything else you see.
Okay, that makes sense. What's number two?
Second, stay in prayer. And they use this beautiful phrase, revelation comes in stillness.
So taking time to be quiet, to listen.
Exactly. It's in those focused moments of connection that insight often comes through, like getting clearer reception, you know?
I like that. And the third one?
Third, and this one feels really key, stay humble. The source stresses that discernment flows when pride is absent. If you think you already know everything, you're probably not going to be very open to seeing things differently or receiving insight.
That's a challenging one, but crucial.
Yeah.
So the overall goal isn't about becoming perfect or never making a mistake.
No, not at all. It's about becoming more perceptive, growing in our ability to see beyond the surface noise and navigate this complex world with clarity and wisdom instead of just reacting or being confused.
Right. Responding thoughtfully instead of just being swept along.
Exactly. Better at discerning what's truly important and how to respond.
So as we wrap this up, maybe something for you listening to think about. What are you witnessing right now in your life, in the world? Are you really observing with discernment, or does it feel more like being overwhelmed?
Yeah, maybe take a moment this week to consider what it might look like to actively cultivate that deeper spiritual observation.
Mm-hmm.
What if you intentionally ask God for eyes to see what you see? How might that change your perspective or even your actions?
Or maybe try keeping what the podcast suggested, a discernment journal. Just jotting down those feelings, those insights, those somethings that felt off. See if patterns emerge.
That could be really illuminating. And, you know, this whole idea of observation and discernment, it's really just one facet of Psalm 91.
That's true. The podcast mentioned exploring refuge and shelter in a future deep dive based on another episode they have called The Lord is My Refuge, Choosing Shelter Over Fear.
Yeah, suggesting there's even more to unpack there about finding safety and peace when things are challenging. It's all connected.
It definitely is. It's a journey, isn't it? Learning, discovering, trying to see more clearly.
Absolutely. So keep watching, keep discerning.
And stay curious. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. We'll talk to you next time.